USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby won't say whether troops who refuse COVID vaccines could be dishonorably discharged.
The secretary expects that the department leadership will implement these mandatory vaccines with skill, but also, because we know how to do this across a range of other vaccines, but also professionalism and compassion.
The United Federation of Teachers is resisting full compliance with New York City's vaccine mandate for public school teachers and staffers. Michael Mulgrew, president of the union, said City Hall has asserted that unvaccinated staffers will be taken off the payroll without exception. That is, including those with religious and medical exemptions. The union is going to try to arbitrate the impasse together with other labor groups. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The Banksy shredded painting comes back. Here's USA's Wendy King.
The Banksy artwork that self-shredded right after it sold for $1.4 million in 2018 is now up for sale once again. The estimated price this time, $5.5 to $8.3 million. Love is in the Bin will travel to London, Hong Kong, Taipei, and New York before it goes to auction next month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The House Armed Services Committee adopted an amendment Friday requiring Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to detail various elements of the Pentagon's activities in Afghanistan, including how military officials plan to facilitate the evacuation of American citizens who were left behind. Proposed by Representative Mike Rogers, Republican of Alabama, the amendment also directs Austin to brief Congress on the Pentagon's plan to maintain air superiority in Afghanistan, its ongoing intelligence and surveillance operations, as well as counterterrorism operations. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With power due back for almost all of New Orleans by next week, Mayor LaToya Cantrell strongly encouraged residents who evacuated because of Hurricane Ida to begin returning home. But outside the city, the prospects of recovery appeared bleaker, with no timeline on power restoration and homes and businesses in tatters. 6 days after Hurricane Ida made landfall, hard-hit parts of Louisiana were still struggling to restore any sense of normalcy. Former President Trump hasn't announced if he'll run again in 2024. Resistance is already forming, though, from within his own party. Mike Fortier has more.
Members of the Lincoln Project putting out a new video Friday ahead of the 2024 presidential election.
Just remember.
I don't remember!
We're still here, and the only loser is you.
The Lincoln Project, the group of anti-Trump Republicans that ran attack ads against Trump in the last election. Outgoing Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey also calling on Trump to stay out of the race.
After what happened post-2020 election, I think the president's behavior was completely unacceptable. So I don't think he should be the nominee to lead the party in 2024.
Toomey talking to CNBC Friday, he accuses Trump of departing from conservative orthodoxy in issues like immigration and trade. Toomey voting to impeach Trump following the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Another anti-Trump Republican, Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger, tweeting Saturday morning that America deserves way better than Trump. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.